Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jay Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts for an out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Roberts covering. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Cott moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Norm Seaborn now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jim Cott. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Stu Miller now pitching. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell pinch hits for Stu Miller. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn bunts towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson is walked intentionally. Tony Oliva now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew now playing right field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew now playing left field. Bill Plyce now pitching. Dick Brown pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Frank Castro. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Grant goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Ken Rowe now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch runs for John Orsino. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt bunts for an out. Savarin moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Ken Rowe. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Al Worthington now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.